Well, the NBN is about to be rolled out in earnest in Western Australia. It had been hoped, of course, by many in the industry, this was going to be a bonanza, not only for the local industry, but for workers involved in the local industry as well. It appears that there are more question marks around this than has come to public notice in recent times before. John O'Donnell is from the Communication Workers Union here in Western Australia. He joins us to talk about this. G'day, John.
G'day, Paul. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, I understand this work's going to be done by the principal appointed contractor, who's known as Synthio, not a company that I've ever heard of before. What is Synthio?
Well, look, Synthio are a non-incorporated joint venture between Lendlease and another company called ServiceStream. ServiceStream, the people will be providing the resources and the labour for the work, whereas Lendlease will be propping them up financially.
So what ServiceStream? Because I'm not familiar with them either.
Well, look, ServiceStream's history and where they've grown in the marketplace is outsourcing that Telstra's done. I know you've done a story on outsourcing recently with regards to Telstra and the banks. They grew up in that space where Telstra looked to avoid their normal employment relationships with their staff, and ServiceStream have been brought in through this dodgy contracting model so that, you know, Telstra would claim they get more flexibility. They don't have to pay penalty rates, et cetera, and all the other conditions that come along with employment.
So are they essentially a labour hire company?
Mate, that's what we're claiming. We don't believe that they actually have any real expertise in terms of communications, which is different to what's happening on the eastern seaboard, and this is where our claims are, that, you know, we're a Silcar, and we're quite proud of the agreements that are going before Fair Work as we speak. On the eastern seaboard, have sat down with the union and negotiated some fantastic employment arrangements for people. They've had over 1,200 applicants for work over there, whereas in WA there will be no workers on the actual NBN build here. It's all going to be contracted out via a pyramid scheme, or probably better known to the public as sham contracting.
So did NBN let out contracts, different contracts for different states, did they, for this work?
They did, yeah. Obviously, they wanted competition in the market. We understand their reasons for doing that, and they didn't want to let it all out to one provider. Would have been nice if they did. And a lot easier for the regulators in the industry to keep a track on what's going on, and also for the unions to keep an eye on OH&S. Look, on the eastern seaboard, the larger work will be done by a group called Silcar, who have a good reputation in the comms industry. There's other companies involved in the scope, Connect, Transfield, and other companies that are known to the industry. Whereas WASANT, we believe the government didn't do their research. They certainly didn't consult with the unions in those states, and the contract was awarded to this Synthio. I don't know if you've been able to track anyone down from there, but there seems to be a lot of faceless people that are in the mix, and ServiceStream are going to be engaged to do all the work. And look, mate, in WA of recent, they've got some real problems in terms of OH&S compliance in the industry, and they have some issues here in the harsh treatment of the subcontractors that they actually work for.
You mentioned the term pyramid contracting, which is going to be the way that the workers will be engaged by this group. How does that work?
Well, basically, pyramid contracting is where you have, for example, NBN Co at the top, who then let the work out to Synthio. Synthio then engage ServiceStream. ServiceStream then look out to larger mum and dad companies with workforces, and then those workforces look further down the chain for smaller and smaller companies as you go down the line. That's what we mean by pyramid contracting.
Okay, so what's it going to mean in the end? Who's going to get the jobs? Who's going to be employed here?
Well, no one's going to be employed by definition. Let me just say, the jobs will be done on piece rates, which means that, you know, for every fibre joint that's put into place, there's a rate set on that, and, you know, the subbies are going to go out and do that work at those rates. There's no competition for rates here. There's no negotiation. ServiceStream have decided what that's going to be and have told contractors it's take it or leave it. If you don't work the work, nick off, go somewhere else. Quite frankly, the rates that they put up to do the work on NBN are 20 to 40% lower for subcontractors working in this space than they traditionally are in like-for-like work across the industry, for example, for Telstra or other companies. Mate, as you know, right now they cannot get people to do the work. We, 12 months ago, formed a contractors association in Western Australia because of the concerns for the subbies in our state. They've been coming to us with problems about ServiceStream now for 12 months. We're in massive growth in those numbers, and the mum and dad subbies that work for us Basically, they're working away. They're walking away from these types of arrangements. It's just not working for
anyone. Well, if they can't do it for the going rate, then what's going to happen? They're going to bring in workers to do it at the low rate.
Well, this is what they'd like to do. Look, Service Stream got pulled up last year between our branch, the union, and Telstra. They'd actually gone offshore and tried to engage 51 Filipino workers to come over. However, they didn't read the 457 Visa Act. Now, Service Stream need to demonstrate, and we keep telling them this, but we know that they're still looking offshore for options. They need to demonstrate the fact that they're actually employing people locally before they can bring in labour offshore. Now, there's been a lot of work around the 457 Visa Act because there's been a lot of breaches of that condition. What actually happened was it was proven to the Immigration Department that these guys weren't employing directly. In fact, they were looking for subcontractors. So again, by definition, there's no employment. It's subcontract, take it or leave it rates. And they weren't able to bring these workers in. And I'd suggest that the same thing will occur with this with the NBN build as well.
Well, watch this space. When's the work due to start?
Last October. And it's now been put off again till May. Because they just cannot engage anyone on the rates and the conditions that they're putting out there. But I've got to say, Paul, look, quite frankly, I mean, our complaint now is to the, you know, the Labor Party and Minister Conroy. Can I just read a bit of an excerpt here from their webpage? Just to let you know, I mean, a lot of the time you'll hear, as you do, and reports from unions that, you know, it's the company's responsibility to shareholders and, you know, these face the shareholders are what determines the conditions on agreements, etc. But if I may, I'll just read this. NBN Co was created on 9th of August 2009, and from the start we've been working hard. We've been hard at working building the company, developing a wholesale product offering, selecting technology and designing the network and systems. We are a wholly owned Commonwealth company that has been prescribed as a government business enterprise, GBE, and is represented by shareholder ministers, the Minister for Broadband Communications and the Digital Economy, and the Minister of Finance and Deregulation. And my point of saying that is, Paul, this is a Labor Party, supposedly the Workers' Party. Okay, there was promises of massive employment across the NBN sector, which was going to stimulate the economy. Yet in WASANT, as opposed to the Eastern Seaboard, no one will be employed. They're going to use this pyramid contracting scheme, which is going to build a cheap and nasty and potentially dangerous network for the workers. And quite frankly, it stinks of another Pink Bats 2 insulation scheme disaster.
All right, we'd better dig up Cynthia and talk to them in Service Stream tomorrow. We'll do that. Thanks, John.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for the time.
G'day. John O'Donnell from the Communication Workers Union, and that's obviously worth looking into. What's the point of getting people to quote for work if they can't exist on those rates? Of course, it all leads in one direction, and that is towards 457 visas. So we'll track that story down further. 9221 882 is the talkback number. Love to hear your point of view today. It's 17 minutes to 11.